The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. You're listening to Morning Drive here on WTBR. Bob Heck here with you. And before we get to our guest today, let's run through this forecast and see what we got going on today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, showers likely. Near steady temperature in the upper 50s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely after midnight. Much cooler with lows in the mid-30s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east with gusts up to 20 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
58 right now at our Federico Drive studios here in Pittsfield. I just wish Mother Nature would make up her mind. Is it spring? Is it winter? What are we doing here? Can we just pick a lane and go for it? You know, whatever jacket you pick in the morning to bring with you is wrong. That's the year we are in right now. That's the point of where we're at right now. We got Joe McGovern on this morning. Joe, how are you?
Good.
Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires. Thank you so much for coming on in and joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You reached out to me. You said you wanted to come on the show, yeah. And then you sent me a list of all the things that the Boys and Girls Club does. And yeah. It's interesting because we're a similar type of organization where we do so many things that people have no idea about.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, and I've known this before you even sent the list, yeah. But the Boys and Girls Club does so much. Talk about some of the things that the Boys and Girls Club do.
Yeah, well, we're obviously a Boys and Girls Club first, but we're really mm-hmm. a community center in the community. We're just coming off our winter programming. We have a gap here of about a week or two before we start our spring programming, and then we'll go right into, after the school year, our summer camp program out to Camp Russell. But going through the stuff that we do in the winter is just, it's a long list of programs and activities, and I think sometimes we're still the best kept secret in Berkshire County with a lot of the things that we offer. We offer programming starting at 2.9 years old to five-year-olds with our preschool program, and then we have our licensed DEC after school, before and after school program, and then we offer programming, drop-in programming, and specific programming all the way from education to athletics, all the way through kids or through high school. So the gamut of programming at the club is pretty extensive. The focus of the club is still the same, but has changed, if that makes sense.
Sure.
We're still, the main thrust of what we do is the drop-in program, where kids can come in anytime, you know, Monday through Friday from 2:30 right after school till 9 o'clock at night. And then on vacations, like in the next couple of weeks, April vacation, the club will be open from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. At night for kids to just come hang out and do programming. Besides the traditional programming we grew up with the drop-in, we now do a lot of educational character building, leadership programming. A lot of the curriculum is from Boys and Girls Clubs of America, or we call it BGCA. But it's all still the same thing. It's trying to give kids an opportunity to be in a safe environment, make friends with kids from all over the community and from different communities now that we have kids coming from all over Berkshire County, and to eventually, you know, become productive adults in our community.
And I think that's super important to, you know, when I was growing up, you knew the kids you went to school with.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
Yeah.
Then you went to middle school and high school where everyone just sort of got smushed together. Yeah. And, you know, it kind of stunk in a sense that all these other kids were there,
yeah.
And you didn't know any of them. And you basically had to start over making friends and things like that. But to be able to you know, being a drop-in program like the Boys and Girls Club, you have the opportunity to meet a lot of these kids in advance.
Yeah, it's a melting pot, right? Any given day. So from November 1st till about mid-March, we average 410 kids a day. And every school is represented. Every day, there's at least one kid from all of the schools in the Pittsfield public school system and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a melting pot. And it's a great opportunity for kids because it's really the first time in a kid's life that they get to pick who their mentor is, right? So when a kid is born, we send them to preschool and they don't get to pick their teacher. When they go to public school or beyond, they don't pick their bus driver. They don't pick their teacher when they get to school. When they get involved in youth sports or other activities like theater and stuff, the mentor or the coach is decided for them. So by the time they come to the Boys and Girls Club in the drop-in program, they have 5, 6, sometimes 7 areas that they can go and hang out in, and they can move between. And there's a different adult in each one of those areas. And they get to choose which adult that they want to hang out with. And you can see different kids from different backgrounds who are attracted to different kids and different adults in each one of the rooms. So it's really exciting for a kid to say, I want to hang out with Jave in the little gym, you know, or I want to go downstairs with Bill and hang out with him in the big gym. And they get to choose. And it's an exciting time for them. And on top of that, as you said, they're getting to see kids from all over, different backgrounds, different educations, economic, social backgrounds, different schools. You know, so it's a fun time for those kids. It's exciting. But at the same time, what we're trying to do is teach them life skills. Every single day, teach life skills. We still have the same old rules. You know, I grew up at the club. I started going there when I was 9 years old. And the first thing that I remember was Mr. Mooney saying that you had to have your membership card. And the second thing I remember was Mr. Leslie saying, take your hat off. You know, and we still do those things at the Boys and Girls Club today. When you come in, you have to sign in for different reasons now. You know, back then we were teaching responsibility. We're still teaching it. But now our national organization requires that. We're still asking kids to take their hats off and their headgear off, a show of respect for being in the Boys and Girls Club.
Now, you mentioned they get to go to whatever mentor they want. Are there different things happening in each of these mentors' rooms?
Yeah. I mean, if I go through the list of programming, it's you still have the traditional drop-ins. We have a teen center. You know, a lot of people are talking about a community center or a teen center. We have a teen center that's open during the drop-in hours for specifically teens to just come in and hang out. There's the traditional pool and ping pong, but there's now video games in there because that's what attracts kids. There's computers in there. We have a brand new music production lab where kids can go in and create their own music. We have 5 different stations for them to come in and create their own music and songs. It's pretty exciting to watch them. We have new program in jiu-jitsu this year that's pretty exciting. But they have the traditional big gym. The big gym is open every day. For those kids who want to improve their basketball skills, or we actually have kids kicking soccer balls around and stuff like that. But anybody who wants to get gym time, it's available. You know, during the fall, it's open from 2:30 to 9. During the winter months, it's 2:30 to 5. But then in the spring months, again, March, April, May, June, till the end of the school year, it's 2:30 to 8 again. We have a shooting machine. So if a kid wants to come in and get up 300 shots in a day, they can do that. They can, you know, come through and hang out. We're constantly having pickup games in there. So there's an opportunity for kids to improve their skill sets if they want to. So outside of that, there's programming that goes on every day. Our Triple Play program, which is sponsored by Greylock Federal Credit Union, provide meals for kids. A lot of our kids, you know, wouldn't eat if we didn't provide dinner Monday through Friday for them. And without Greylock, we wouldn't be able to do that. And we do that in a family setting. You know, when the kids come downstairs to the lighthouse, they sit in round tables. You know, families don't sit and have dinner the way they used to and talk. And some of that can be the most educational and powerful experiences that kids can grow, can go from. But, you know, the big gym's open. We have open swim. Open swim is really popular. It's been popular for 100 years. Kids just love to jump in the pool and to hang out. There's free skates upstairs in the ice skating rink. We have a junior games room. The little gym is still one of the most popular areas in the gym because the hoops are at 8 feet. And what kid doesn't like to dunk when you can try it? I know I wasn't dunking in the regular gym.
So
there's a lot going on every day when you come in. Like I said, 400 kids a day is a lot of kids. We have 2,000 members a year right now that are all school-aged kids, you know, and high school kids. So it's an exciting place. It's constantly buzzing. We're really, really happy with our preschool. It continues to grow. In our opinion, it's one of the best preschools that are around. Our kids do great when they get to kindergarten. Our licensed after-school program helps parents who need help, you know, with that are working parents that need a place for their kids to go both before school and after school. So it's a real busy place.
Yeah, and it's awesome to have that, you know, drop in for parents who, I mean, schools are 8 to 3 or 7 to 2, and nobody has that schedule.
Yeah. And I think one of the most powerful programs we have right now, you hear a lot about our school system, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we hear a lot of negative things right now. And you and I were talking earlier about, I think Pittsfield's a great place. And I think our school system has wonderful people that are in it that are working incredibly hard to help teachers. But we also have a lot of organizations in our community that are trying to help and partner with the school systems to help our kids educationally. You know, we've been doing our Power Hour program now for 17 years. And it's a homework help program where we actually have a teacher who comes every day. We have several college students from BCC or MCLA that come down and help tutor our kids. And there's a lot of other organizations in the community that are offering after-school programming and after-school help. You know, 18 Degrees, Gladys Brigham, Girls Inc., the Y. The school system has its 21st century program. So there's several places out there that you can go to get help for your kids. And I think all of us working together can continue to try to make a difference both in their lives and educationally to improve them in the future.
And I know and mentoring is important and tutoring is important. I know my oldest daughter in elementary school was struggling with math, and I didn't know what to do. Like, because they changed the way I could teach you math from when I was growing up, but they changed the way, and I'm not going to get on the Common Core thing. In fact, I think it's better because that's how you do the math in your head.
Yeah.
So you can do it much more quickly in your head with the Common Core stuff. As I was learning to help my daughter through some of the math she's going through, it's just like, oh, that's the exact way I do it in my head. So it's perfect. But, you know, there's a lot of parents who struggle, and, you know, we don't retain everything we learned in school either.
No, I can't remember what I have for breakfast. So it's like, you know, it's one of those. One of the really exciting things for me is watching kids help kids. You know, so when we do the tutoring program or the after school help or, you know, the old program lobby that we used to come through is now just an area. We call it the program lobby, but it's a hangout. There's a staff member in there who's helping out with homework and stuff that kids don't want to do the traditional classroom setting that we have downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But watching a high school kid or a middle school kid jump in with an elementary school kid and help each other, it's just exciting. It's empowering and to watch those kids grow and to see the smiles on their faces when they achieve something. You know, a kid who's been struggling in math, science, and some of the other challenging areas, to watch them get support from what is their heroes, right? So elementary schools look up to the middle school kids. Middle school kids look up to the high school. High school looks up to the college. It's been that way for years. And to have them come back to the club and help out, just tonight, we have our Youth of the Year interviews. And there's 7 Youth of the Year candidates tonight who are going to go. They'll be interviewed by 4 board members and leaders in the community, and we'll select our Youth of the Year for 2026. But to watch 7 of them have to sit in front of 4 adults and answer questions, it's empowering, it's exciting, and it's a great time around the club right now. It's really, really a good time.
And that's a great opportunity for them, too, to be interviewed, because you're going to have college interviews.
Yeah.
You're going to have job interviews. I mean, if I had a dime for, you know, back when I was in a position where I had to hire people, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody, because that's like, you just see all the casting characters, and it's like, what made you think you could do this at a job interview and be okay? Like, why would you dress like that for a job interview?
Correct.
So it's...
And I sit on those interviews every year, and I will tell you, I'm so impressed. I was talking with you earlier about how I don't really enjoy this kind of stuff, but watching a 17-year-old junior or senior from Pittsfield High or Taconic or one of the other high schools sit in front of adults comfortable, right? And some of them aren't, but some of them are just, it's natural to them, and watch their leadership skills. It's just, it's really, really fun. And knowing that, again, we hear a lot of the negatives about what happens with our teens in our community. There are a lot of positive kids out there right now that are doing exciting things. They're helping their community. They're leading. In a lot of cases, they're handling situations better than we as adults do in moving forward. So it's really, really fun to see.
We're with Joe McGovern from the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires. What does a membership cost to the Boys and Girls Club?
$23.
And that's for a month?
That's the year. No, that's the year.
That's remarkable.
That's a year. And 40% of our members do not pay the full price. They get financial assistance. There will never be a program at the Boys and Girls Club, drop-in, hockey, basketball, swim team, power, whatever it is, there will never be a program that a kid wants to do or a mom or dad wants their children involved that money will get in the way of them doing that. You know, whether it's our license programs where we work with the state of Massachusetts with vouchers or our own financial aid program and stuff, if kids and families want to be involved, we will get them involved.
So for $23 a year,
yeah,
you can hang out at the Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club.
And drop in, you know, whenever you want before
Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 9, the whole school year. On vacations, holidays, 9 to 9. And just hang out.
That's...
On vacation days, we do lunch for the kids. We usually get some pizza or some sandwiches. But then again, Monday through Friday, we feed them dinner at night. Through Greylock Federal.
Mm-hmm. And it's, when we say hang out, I mean, we don't mean unstructured hangout, although there are some places where, I mean, it's unstructured, like you're not sitting at a desk and you got to do this from 7 to 8.
If you want to, you can.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the best thing about the club is that if I want to go upstairs in the junior games room and sit in one of our old-fashioned student desks and do my homework or play on my video games and stuff, you can do that. But it's your choice. You can go hang in the gym. You can play pickup for 8 hours a day if you want, or 4 hours after school. You can kick a soccer ball around. We throw footballs around. You know, we play tag ball. We play dodgeball up in the little gym. You know, if you want to go downstairs and play pool and ping pong, or I know Madden football is still popular down in still popular down in the teen center and stuff. So, or if you want, like I said, there's structured programs. Like, you can go into the jiu-jitsu program with one of our instructors, or you know, the music production lab runs at certain hours, you know, because we have to have a person in there who actually knows what they're doing. I cannot go in and produce any music. Let me tell you, if I did, there's nobody that's going to want to listen to it. There's nobody that's going to want to listen to it. So, kids can just hang out, or they can go be involved at whatever level. They get to choose. And that's really... Now, I'm not going to suggest that we don't influence them to go participate in some of the programs.
Sure.
You know, whether it's Smart Girls or Torch Club or Keystone Club or Money Matters, which is our financial literacy program, you know, we're pushing them, hey, you know, instead of hanging out today, why don't you go try this and why don't you go do this and see what happens. Like, our Passport to Manhood is just a program that's age-appropriate that talks about life skills, you know, and how to... eventually become, you know, a gentleman in moving forward. So, yeah, they do have a lot of choices that they can participate in.
Did you say a financial literacy program?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're getting into tax season.
Yeah.
And we're going to see those dumb memes that say, oh, thank God I learned about parallelograms during because it's going to help out during parallelogram season. And I always want to ask those people who post that, so how do you find the area of that parallelogram?
Yeah, well, I can't help you.
And they're not going to know. They're not going to know.
No,
it's like, yeah, people who blow off history class are going to show up for a class about taxes.
Yeah, we're definitely not doing that level with the kids.
Of course
not. But we're doing simple things like, you know, credit. You know, what affects your credit, what doesn't, and how to develop good credit. And checkbooks, you know, I have two adult kids now, but, you know, growing up, they didn't know what a checkbook was, you know, and stuff like that. And then simple things, throwback things like, most of my kids would not be able to understand what time it is right now because it's not a digital clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we put those old-fashioned hand clocks all throughout the club, in the gym, at the front desk, and kids will come up all the time and say, what time is it? And we're like, and then if they don't know, we show, you know. So it's just what we're trying to do every day. But yeah, we have a nutrition program. We just restarted our food program so kids can learn how to cook. And as we talked before, the community center aspect, I mean, the partnerships that we have, 18 Degrees is about to come in with some young adults and do their cooking program with one of the local chefs.
Oh, wow.
And use our kitchen and stuff like that. It's happening every day there. We talked earlier about, within the next hour, you know, there's going to be 30, 40 adults in the gym for 3-4 hours till noon playing pickleball. You know, pickleball has exploded.
It has exploded.
and so we provide an opportunity for those adults during the winter months. You know, usually they come in somewhere in October and they stay till spring comes, if it's ever coming, until they can get back outside. But, you know, so we have partnerships with Atlantic Coast Academy, you know, which is the new hockey academy in Berkshire County. You know, they play their games and practice every day out of the gym, out of the rink upstairs, I mean, and now at the club, and which was great for both of us. They needed a location, and our ice sits there during the day without a lot of activity. So just a lot of partnerships with the curling club, with the figure skating club, with a variety of entities who use the facility. You know that we host the major basketball games.
Yes.
Every year. The two War on the Floor games, the girls game this year that was there. We've hosted Western Mass Finals. We were in the hopper this year if we got lucky enough to get two Berkshire County teams to do that, to play in the state semifinals this year. So at the club. So we're starting to be recognized by not just Western Mass, but Boston and AMIA, that, you know, we're a facility that brings people together.
Now, it may feel a little early based on the way the weather's going, but it's not early because summer camps fill up and people are always looking for somewhere to send their kids over the summer. Talk to me about, my daughter's been involved with Camp Russell.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic program.
Yeah, Camp Russell, just since COVID, has exploded. So we were the only camp in Berkshire County who was open that year of COVID. We were limited. We were 140 kids a day. Right now, we have four camps out to Camp Russell. They average 350 kids a day, and that is full. We will be full for all 8 weeks. We opened up registration a week ago for our returning campers, and then just yesterday or Monday opened up it for any campers now. And within the first week, 100 spots were filled. Slots were filled. So it fills up for 8 weeks real quick. We have four camps out there. We have our preschool camp, which is really unique. Our kids who are in our licensed preschool program get to go out for a half a day at camp and get to experience that, which is just outstanding. Then we have our regular day camp, our regular sports camp, and then we have our rec therapy camp, which is the only special needs camp in Berkshire County. Mm-hmm. And kids come from all over the county, and you talk about a melting pot. If you come out to Camp Russell, yeah. I mean, you have kids from as far as Greylock all the way down to Mount Everett that are coming on a daily basis to camp. It's a tremendous facility. It's 260 acres. Right on Richmond Pond. We have speed boats, pontoon boats, kayaks. We have a handicap accessible swimming pool, basketball court. We just built a brand new rec center out there 2 years ago. So when we have inclement weather, we can go inside and the kids don't have to come back and forth to the club like they used to in the olden days. So it's just an old-fashioned camp experience where now we try to, you know, include some educational stuff. We know that the summer learning loss can be extensive. So we have some partnerships with General Dynamics, with STEM, and some other things that come out to camp and do some things out there. So it's an exciting time. It's the most beautiful facility camp-wise that you can see out there. And again, we offer camperships. We just finished our campership drive this year. So if there are parents who want their kids to come out to camp, you know, please fill out the financial aid forms, and we'll get them out there, whether it's for a week or 7 weeks or 8 weeks. We'll get them out there so that they can have that experience, because a lot of our kids in Berkshire County don't.
And it's super convenient, too. I mean, the camps, it runs from like 9 to 3, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, but we have, 9 to 3, but we have before care that starts at 7:30, and it runs till 5:30 at after care. So we have bus routes all throughout Pittsfield that pick up, but you can also drop your kid off at the club early and pick them up at the club late, because the buses pick up at certain spots throughout Pittsfield, then meet at the club around 8:15, 8:30, and then take the kids out to camp for the day, and then bring them back to either those locations throughout the city or back to the club.
Yeah, which was something I always took advantage of, because it's, I mean, 9-3 is not convenient, but you could drop your kid off on the way to work at the club and then pick up your kid on the way back.
Yeah, and we're very lucky. The Pittsfield Public Schools, through their food program, provide a hot lunch for the kids out to camp. Every kid gets a lunch out to camp, and without the Pittsfield Public School System's partnership, you know, we wouldn't be able to do things like that. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's a great program. My kids have been through it. It's awesome. I mean, where else are you going to get an opportunity to go tubing for?
Right. And that's still one of the, you know, and one of the exciting, three, four times a year now, we do the adaptive water skiing. You know, there's a group out of Connecticut who comes up with their special boats and their volunteers, and kids who, you know, have some handicaps get to do something that they would never be able to do. And to see those kids and how excited they are and to participate in a sport, an activity that they just wouldn't be able to do otherwise. It makes you, you know, the first time I saw it, I teared up. You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, such an awesome program. Yeah. We're here with Joe McGovern, Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires. We're going to take a short time out. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about a fundraiser they have coming up. Sounds like a lot of fun on May 1st, and other things that the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshire does. So stay tuned here to Morning Drive here on WTBR.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at BerkshireCC and from the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington. Presenting 90s rock band Better Than Ezra this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. with opening act 9 days. Get your tickets at mahawi.org. Again, that's mahawi.org.
Will you be an angel for our WTBR DJs? Every day our DJs are cold, hungry, sad, and lonely, and they are crying out for help. For only 30 cents per day, WTBR can provide them with clean studios, microphones, audio board, and much, much more. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button and become a friend of WTBR. For only $8.97 per month, you can put some smiles on these faces. WTBR, for the love of radio.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey, water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome back to Morning Drive here on a Wednesday morning. Bob Heck here with you. We got Joe McGovern, and we will get back to that in just a moment, but let's take another look at the weather forecast.
Weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, showers likely. Near steady temperature in the upper 50s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely after midnight. Much cooler with lows in the mid-30s. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east with gusts up to 20 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
We are at 58 right now at our Federico Drive studios. Last night was a bit wild weather-wise, a little wild, a little June action, July action. And then it's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow. So, yeah, whatever jacket you pick is wrong. We're at that time of year. You know, I get a good workout, you know, putting on my sweater and taking off my sweater and putting on my sweater and taking off my sweater and turning down the heat. So, you know, you get yourself a good workout there. Joe McGovern, Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires, is our guest this morning. And coming up on May 1st, you got a really cool event coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have our Great Futures Night Out, which used to be our gala. But we're at the Proprietor's Lodge on May 1st, and we have the premier Jackson Browne tribute band that comes, and they've been doing our night out for the last few years, and they do a different tribute each time. They're absolutely outstanding, off the hook. I know when they perform at the Colonial, they usually sell that sell that out. So it's a wonderful night. It's an opportunity to have a great meal and spend some time dancing. We don't do a lot of speaking. It's a 30-second thank you to everybody who comes, and it's just a night out for friends and family and to support the club. It's a big fundraiser for us each year. We're lucky enough to have one of our board members, Deb Renzi, who's the chair of that committee and does an absolute job, works very, very hard to make sure that not only do we raise some money that year to help the kids or that night, but to make sure it's a good time for everybody, you know, and stuff. So if you want to join us, tickets are online. You can buy them online or any other information you need at bgcberkshires.org. And BGC is Boys and Girls Club, berkshires.org. Or you can call us at the club at 413-448-8258 and ask for Christine or Sam, and they will help you out. Well, we'd love to have you join us. Last year was a great first year of proprietors. It was a great night, and it's a fun time.
So that is coming up on May 1st. You can get your tickets now. And is this like your big fundraiser, or do
we
you have other fundraisers?
Yeah, we have three special events a year. This is, and again, three major events a year. This the night out, Great Futures Night Out, coming up in July. I think it's July 9th, if I'm correct. July 10th, I'm sorry, this year, is our Chili Chowder Fest out to Camp Russell.
Oh, how could I forget about that?
Oh, my God. It what a wonderful time, you know, and we're so grateful. There are a number, probably 15, I think, last year, restaurants and organizations who make chili and chowder, and they provide it free of cost, and it allows those people to come in. The last couple of years, we've been averaging over 300 ticket sales to come in and taste the variety of chili and chowder. We usually have some music that's being played, some live music this year. Midnight 30, which is a local young band, is going to perform out there, and they're phenomenal. I've had the opportunity to hear them a couple of times, both individually as the brothers, and then as the whole band. But the whole band is going to perform out there. We do pontoon rides throughout the night. There's a variety of you know, games that we put out, whether, you know, it's darts and stuff like that, long games that we put out. It's just a really nice time. It's a beautiful setting. You get to see the sunset out there. We have a bar that we provide some beverages for, and there's other foods. There's cheeseburgers, hot dogs, sausages, and stuff like that. So it's just a great night out, a lot of fun and friendship. A lot of the former alumni of both the Boys and Girls Club and Camp Russell. Camp Russell has a tremendous following, especially the overnight guys who try to get out there once a year during Chili Chowder, who, when it was an overnight camp back in the day, like to just get out there for one day and see what's changed out there. We do some tours of the camp if people want to see some of the newer additions that we've put on and stuff like that. So that's our second event. And then in September, usually the second Monday in September, it hasn't been finalized yet, but we have our Gerald Miller Memorial Golf Tournament that's put on. It's usually at the Country Club of Pittsfield. George Haddad is our chair of that, and what George does, not just for the Boys and Girls Club, but for the entire community.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just him and his wife and his family, and the whole business of Haddad out there just, you know, does so much for our kids and for the entire community. We can't thank him enough. But he's the chair of our golf tournament, and that's probably our largest fundraiser throughout the year. Over the last few years, it's netted over $50,000 for one day. So it's three special events throughout the year. There are a lot of work. We have a lot of volunteers that make that happen. Our organization couldn't survive without volunteers. Last year, we had 380 volunteers, whether that's fundraising support, most of it is coaching. Between, you know, last year, we had 475 kids in our basketball program. We had 126 kids in our hockey program. We had just under 100 kids in football. T-ball and coaches pitch had 70 kids. Flag football had another 30 kids. Our swim team had 10 or 15, I think it was. And all of those need volunteers, you know, in order to make that run. So having that many volunteers. And, you know, one of the main, our main focus at the club is safety. There's been some challenges. Our national organization has put in some new requirements, but they're good requirements. You know, anytime there's change, you know, whether we were talking about this earlier in the community, change is hard. But anytime there's change, there's some bumps and bruises along the way. But all of our coaches or volunteers or any staff member that works in the club more than on a once a time has to be background checked. And our background check is extensive. It's not a Corey. It does a nationwide and actually a worldwide background check to make sure that the people who are providing help and support, mentorship to our kids are safe. On top of that, all of our staff and our volunteers now have to do a three-part online training session from Boys and Girls Clubs of America to help prepare them to look for certain things, to look for abuse, to teach them how to be a mandated reporter and stuff like that. So there's a little bit more that goes into being a volunteer now.
Sure.
At the club, but in today's day and age, it's really important that we're making sure that, number one, when those kids walk through the door, they are at the utmost safe. And we've done some other things to do that. If you come to the club during the winter, you'll notice that last 3 years we've had a sheriff's detail out in front of the club to make sure that parents, grandparents, you know, the kids themselves feel safe with outside the facility and inside the facility. So it's really a place that where kids can go and feel comfortable.
So that sheriff's detail is there all the time. I know it's always there for the basketball games, but it's there all the time.
Yeah, starting November 1st of November and through mid-March, it's there from 4:30 to 8:30 Monday through Friday. You know, and we pay for that. It's a private detail through the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department and the Pittsfield Police are absolutely wonderful. You know, a lot of times you and I have talked about this. You hear all the negatives, but they're absolutely wonderful to us and to the community. I believe that. And so they're trying. They're trying to help. They're trying to make a difference in what they do, and they're great to us. And it really makes. I can't tell you how many parents, especially grandparents, who walk up and say, "Thank you for providing this safe environment, you know, for our kids and for them too." You know, we've talked in the past about some of the challenges downtown has and as a community trying to work to make it better down there. And I think everybody's trying. So it's a good spot for us right now.
It's still a struggle though, when you have teens and things like that, you know, making sure they're not, you know, hanging out downtown or just hanging out in areas that are unsupervised, and that's how you get into trouble.
Yeah, and that's no different than we grew up, right?
I mean,
if we were someplace unsupervised, it was going to lead to something silly, right?
Yep.
And maybe the difference today is that something silly is just a little bit more severe than it was back then, and whatnot. So, we make sure the kids are supervised. We make sure that the sheriff's department works with the kids. You know, we want to, when they see them doing something, it's not, you know, screaming and yelling. It's, "Hey, let's talk about this, you know, and what could you do differently," type of deal and stuff. So, which is the same philosophy we have inside the club, you know, and when kids are going to act up, they are kids. You know,
yes.
I think sometimes we forget as adults that we were kids and we did silly things and we acted silly at times and we did things we shouldn't have done. And, you know, we believe at the club that the only way to learn is to make mistakes, right? Is that you make those mistakes, you learn not to do it, and hopefully you don't do it again, you know, and that's what we're there for, is to say to a kid, could you have made a better choice? Could you have made a better decision today than to bully somebody, than to pick on somebody, than to throw that garbage on the floor, as simple as that, to not take your hat off when you came in, little things, right? Respect today in our society and in our culture is lacking, from adults' leadership down to our kids. And when our kids see the way that our adult leaderships throughout the country and locally act, they mimic that. So we're trying to still teach that old-fashioned respect at the club every single day. Respect yourself, respect your peers, and respect your elders. And I think we'll be a better society for that if we can put that into our kids.
And I don't think people realize how much of an impact that has in their future. I mean, if you go to a job interview and you're respectful, you know, treat the janitor the same way you treat the
everybody.
CEO.
Yeah.
Treat everybody the exact same way. And that just gives you such a massive leg up as you're going through your life, especially nowadays, where the respect is lacking.
Yeah, and and what we try to teach kids is just be nice to each other, right? I mean, first of all, we have to accept that we live in an age of social media, right? And people are behind those keyboards, and kids are behind those keyboards, and we've got to send the message that we can't be negative all the time, right? There's a lot of good things that are happening in our community, a lot of quality people who are trying to do good things to help, you know, not just kids, but the entire community. And let's focus on that, right? Let's not focus on all the negatives that we can and what's going to be out there. Every time somebody says something, you know, you're going to get 10 negatives and one positive. Let's focus on that positive and move forward, because the negatives really aren't doing anything at this point. And that's the message at the club. When you come into the club, kids are happy. They're having a good time, and you'll hear otherwise. You'll hear from those people in the community that want this and want that, but they haven't been in the club in 10 years, right? And I encourage anybody, stop by, take a tour. We'll have a staff member take you around. You can't go through alone. But if you have questions, if you have concerns, if you want to see what's going on every single day, stop by, make a phone call, set up a time, and we'll show you what's happening, and you'll see it. I don't need to talk about it all the time. That's why we don't go on shows a lot, and we're out there, because if you want to see it, come see it.
Yeah, so you can head on down to the club and check it out. It is like just who has a gym and a hockey rink? Nobody has a hockey rink anymore.
I don't know anybody has a hockey rink on the third floor. You definitely don't have that. Wherever I go nationally, when we're talking about Boys and Girls Clubs all over the country, they're like, "Oh, you're the guy with the rink on the third floor," and I'm like, "Yeah, well, I'm not sure that's a great thing, especially over a huge hardwood gym floor, you know." And we've had challenges with that in the past, but. Yeah, I think it's the best facility around. Like I said, it's the largest Boys and Girls Club under one roof in the country. It's 120,000 square feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. It's an aging building, and we're doing all we can. We're very lucky to have a board of directors who recognizes the fact that, you know, we need to make sure and ensure that this club is here for the next 125 years. You know, we're coming off celebrating 125th anniversary last year, and they do a tremendous job of making sure that we're keeping the facility up to speed, making changes, working with the city of Pittsfield and the building inspector to keep it up to code, to make sure that, again, safety is our number one priority. You know, we're changing doors left and right to bring it up to fire code. We're putting in new windows and stuff that are going to make it safe for the kids. And we're revamping our front desk area to, again, once again, safety in mind the entire time. So we're just lucky to have the people that we have in our organization right now. It's a really good spot.
Is it a struggle to get volunteers? I mean, people are negative and don't want to deal with kids anyways.
Yeah.
Plus, you got the extra layers of, you know, background checks, which
yeah.
are great. It makes everyone feel safe. But do people...
I don't think the background checks have really impacted us in a negative. I think the trainings that BGCA, there's a lot of adults who just don't want to take the time sometimes to, they're already volunteering their time. They don't need to take another hour
right.
to do the trainings. But we have, in order to be a Boys and Girls Club, we have very specific requirements that we agree to.
Of course.
To put that name on the front door. Volunteers are tough, you know, coaching's tough. Nowadays, you know, between, again, we talked about respect with kids, but respect with parents. You know, every parent thinks that their kid's going to be in the NBA or the NHL or MLB, and we use athletics to teach kids life skills, you know, and you know, I tell our kids this all the time. Not that there never will be, but up to this point, there's never been an NBA player out of Pittsfield, you know, and it's exciting time with some of the people, you know, we saw out of Berkshire County with Dion, you know, following
Absolutely.
Up and stuff like this. So really exciting for our kids to watch him, knowing that that's where he's came from. But more importantly, is using athletics and basketball and hockey and all our spring sports and stuff as life skills. They're, in my opinion, the best vehicle to teach kids how to be successful in life. And if you can be successful and understand failure and how failure makes you better in the long run and working with your teammates, which you eventually are going to have to work with coworkers, is really important. And when I talk to club alumni all the time, they don't remember whether they won the third and fourth grade championship. What they remember is the relationships they developed with the kids on their team and the relationships they developed with their coaches and their mentors. And in a lot of cases, other parents. You know, one of the really fun thing to watch is how close kids from different backgrounds, you know, like we talked about that melting pot before.
Yeah.
You'll meet a good best friend for all of a sudden now you're friends with that parent, you know, and you go travel with them. And we see kids and families who go on vacation together because they met during travel basketball. You know, when they spend travel basketball can be extensive. And when they spend a winter traveling all over the Northeast and staying in hotels and driving back and forth to Springfield, to Albany, to Connecticut, they become close. And those are lifelong relationships that you develop over a basketball season or several seasons. You know, my son still has kids he talks to that he played third and fourth grade basketball with, you know. And so it's really cool to see all the positive things that are happening through sports. But getting volunteers can be a challenge at times. But our staff, we got a really, really wonderful staff right now. It's really clicking on all cylinders. We got people who have been there for a long time. You know, our preschool director and co-director have almost 80 years of experience together at the club. You know, our administrative staff are all 15 years, 20 years. Our program director, Cam Stockton, is 12 years. You know, Bubba White, who's been with us full-time now for a year, but he's been at the club for 15 years. Mm-hmm. You know, our maintenance staff, Kleiss has been there 20 years. You know, Frank Ostrander's been there 40 years. He'll kill me for saying that. But, you know, there's just wonderful, wonderful staff people that we have in place right now. Our CFO's been there 20 years. I mean, so the longevity and our retention rates are incredibly high. I will say that we do struggle, like most businesses, trying to find part-time staff right now. You know, in some full-time positions, especially in our preschool and our after-school programming, are challenges. So, but that's no different than everybody in our community, or probably nationwide, is facing. But that's also what makes the job exciting. People ask me all the time, you know, why do you love what you do? And I say, because when I go in here this morning, when I leave Bob's show today, I may have the most accurate plan of what I'm going to do the rest of the 8 or 10 hours I'm going to be there today. But that's going to fall apart quick. Mm-hmm. And because we deal with people and we deal with kids. And you never know what's going to come. And that's really why I enjoy what I'm doing. I love giving back. I always said that this was the club that changed my life, that saved my life. And starting at 14 years old, I decided I wanted to be Jim Mooney. And be the next Jim Mooney, and I have been lucky enough with a lot of support of my family and friends and the club alumni to get back to where I wanted to go. So it's a love for me. I don't go to work. I know it's a cliche to say that, but I go in and have fun every day. And not that there's not days where you go home and go, oh my God, what just happened, and how did we get here, and stuff like that. But it's a rewarding job every day to walk in. And the best part of my job is every day our preschool comes by my office to go upstairs to the actual preschool from their drop-off area. The kids stick their head in my office and wave and smile, and it just makes sure that it excites me for the rest of the day.
And so you got the preschool program as well.
Yeah.
Is there I would assume there's an extra cost to that.
Yeah, the preschool program and licensed after-school program, there's an mm-hmm. additional cost per day, per week. Again, we're the least expensive program in the area, and we offer financial assistance, and we offer vouchers for those parents that need it. Preschool is so vital right now. We've learned so much over the last 25, 30 years about how important it is, not just educationally, but socially, to get these kids into an environment, an educational environment, as early as we possibly can. And so to watch the growth of a kid who comes in at 2-9 and leaves us for kindergarten at 5 is exciting. It's really, really enriching to see. And so, yeah, our preschool program's outstanding. I can't say enough about what Marilyn Ryan and Lisa Benoit do up there, and all their teachers. Our teachers are wonderful. We have teachers who've been there 20, 25 years, 17 years. It's exciting. And what's really cool about that is not only have they the traditional preschool, you know, because we've got such a retention, but it's exciting with the new things they're doing. You know, we have iPads up there for the kids now that they're using on a regular basis, mm-hmm. for educational components, not gaming. You know,
right.
Obviously in preschool and stuff like that. And we bring in a music instructor to help, you know, teach music, because music is something that's not been taught a lot in schools anymore because of, you know, cutting costs and stuff like that. So we try to be in the modern age with what we're doing, but still have that traditional old-fashioned look to it a little bit that we think really, really helps our community.
And those are some of the things that Pittsfield does really well, yeah. The Pittsfield Public Schools. They do music, you know, there's music all the way through high school,
yeah.
And it starts at the Boys and Girls Club where you can take music classes, theater, athletics,
yeah.
And it sounds like it all stems from,
yeah.
you know, what you are able to do when you get them young.
Yeah, I just want to say that Pittsfield Public Schools does a lot of good.
Yes.
A lot of good.
Yeah, and they catch a lot of crap.
Yeah, and you hear a lot of negative about Pittsfield, and not just the public schools, but our politicians and our police department and our leadership. And in all fairness, yeah, there's challenges out there, but they're doing the best they can, and they're trying to help. They're not involved. You don't go become a teacher to become rich, you know. You don't become mayor knowing that it's going to be a fun job every day, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, and these people who have the courage to run for elected office, right? In today's day and age, with the negativity that's out there, to have the courage to run for school committee, city council, or whatever, they're trying to help. And we need to all come together as a community and say, what can we do to help? How can we make this difference instead of pushing against each other and being all negative and stuff. But, you know, you bring up the public schools, they do a lot. They do a lot of good, too.
They do.
They do a lot. And we got a lot of great kids. You know, you listen to the stories. Look at where the kids are going to colleges. Look at the results of the kids coming out of trade schools at Taconic. I mean, it's outstanding. These kids are going into careers at 19, 20, 21 years old. With outstanding opportunities out of the trades and the colleges that kids come out of at Pittsfield High. And not just, you know, again, Pittsfield, we talk about a lot about that because we're central, but look at our schools, Berkshire County wide. I mean, there's a lot of good things that happen here, and we just sometimes just forget that. And I think we all want things to be the way that they were, you know, when GE was here and Sprague Electric was here and stuff like that, and it's different now. And it's not necessarily a bad difference. It's a good difference. You know, we just need to try to work together and talk more positive about the things that are out there, because there's a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, my youngest daughter, who goes to school at BART, just recently, you know, a whole bunch of schools got together up at Wacona for the Lego Robotics Challenge.
Yeah, it was cool.
I couldn't imagine doing a Lego Robotics Challenge when I was in school. We never had those. I mean, obviously, it was the 80s. Nobody was really talking about robotics as much. But how cool is that? And I was watching some of it. It's just like, how did they? I couldn't do any of that.
Yeah, there's so many good things that are happening on a regular basis out of the school. You look at some of the theater performances mm-hmm. that these people put on and some of the productions and our cheerleading teams who are winning all over the place, whether it's, you know, at North County or here. There's just a lot of good happening out there in electronics. I mean, we have kids who are working on AI stuff now. I can't understand anything about AI. I thought AI was a basketball player, you know, a long time ago when I was growing up. And now, you know, it is what it is today. But these kids are doing great things. They're doing outstanding things. And just listen to them a little bit. And, you know, I watch the school committee meetings and watching the kids who represent, you know, the student representatives.
Aren't they amazing?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And those are a lot of the kids that are in our community. And again, let's focus on that. I know that there's some kids who need some support and some challenges out there. And we all want to be there for them, not just the Boys and Girls Club, but all the entities that are out there want to be there for those kids and support them. But let's spend a little bit more time looking at the good that's out there, because there's a lot of it. There is a lot of good out there.
We're here with Joe McGovern, Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires. We've got a few minutes left. Why don't we talk about the big fundraiser coming up on May 1st and how people get tickets?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. It's the Jackson Brown Tribute. You can go to our website, which is, and again, for any information about the club, programming, that's where you get your membership, because you buy your membership online today. It's www.bgcberkshires.org and or call the club at 413-448-8258. If you have any questions or support, ask for Sam or ask for Christine. If you want to see what's going on, stop by, set up an appointment. We'll take you through a tour. If you've got a child in the community, you're just coming in, or you just want to learn more about the club and what they can do with the club, just make an appointment, stop by. We'll show you what we have to offer. You can see the atmosphere that's in there and go from there. And if you're interested in camp, I highly recommend, we go through this every year, sign up, right? I will start to get calls the week before, and a lot of times parents forget until it's like, oh my God, school ends next week, and they'll call it, and I can assure you, it's too late. Yeah, and no matter what the politics are, no matter how much we want to help, there's nothing I can do once that camp is full and is set, because it's set by ratio. You know, we're regulated out there by the DPH, the Mass DPH and the local DPH, which we go through extensive inspections every year out there. But it's regulated, and we have special ratios. And or if you're interested in a job at the club or a camp counselor, one of the best positions I encourage people to do is spend a summer out to camp. I mean, you're hanging around with kids in the sun, playing games all day, getting on boats, getting on kayaks, you know, making a difference in the kids' lives. And we're always looking for counselors. So, and again, you can apply right at the website, you know, bgcberkshires.org. If you want a camp job, call that same phone number, 413-448-8258. Ask for Cam Stockton or Bubba White. They hire our camp counselors out there, and they'll take good care of you.
Excellent. We're here at 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Well, if you could pick one program that, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you could pick one program that Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires does that you're most proud of, what would it be?
Wait, that's.
I know that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
That's tough. I would say our preschool. I think, you know, does it have the impact that our basketball program has? It doesn't have the numbers. You know, 475 kids in a basketball program, mm-hmm. we make some huge impact there. But our preschool just starts the difference for kids, you know, and watching those kids grow at that early age and get the opportunities that they get at the club. You know, you don't see a lot of preschools where the kids swim. You don't see a lot of preschools where they get to get up on an ice rink. You know, they have a huge gym. They have a little gym that they can go to. So I think we're really proud of that. I mean, we're really proud of everything.
Of
course. Like I said, every day I get to watch kids, you know, get tutored, get help, work on their basketball game in the gym and you know, or up in a little gym and just make friends, lifelong friends. So, but I love our preschool program. It makes me smile every day.
And, you know, I get the same thing here, you know, where you come in and you have a plan for the day and then it all goes to crap, you know, and you're doing a million other different things. But that's
fun to me.
Absolutely. It's fun to me as well.
It's fun if I had to sit someplace and do the same thing every day. I'd get bored quick, you know, and that's what's really exciting is to come in and watch people change. You know, it's fun to come in and have a staff member who's having a bad day, right? And watch them try to fight through mm-hmm. it, fight through, and then see something happen with a kid and just get them to smile. And, you know, they go home with rewards every day. And that's really what it's about. You know, like I said, the club changed my life. I'm hoping that we can change kids' lives every day and have it be an exciting time in our community.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad you reached out so we could talk more about, because there's so many nonprofits here in the Berkshires that do so many great things.
Great things.
And just a bunch of them you don't even know about until you like get into the nitty gritty. So it was great to learn about all the cool stuff you guys do.
And I would encourage every nonprofit, no matter how small or how big, come spend some time with you. Because I know that a lot of people watch the show and I know that a lot of people don't know what's going on out there. And I think the more people you get to interview and the more people can show what they're doing, again, from the smallest program that's helping five people to the largest program like ours that's, you know, helping 2,000 kids a year. Come talk about it because it really, really needs to be said in our community.
And one of my favorite things to do is to highlight the local nonprofits here. I mean, we'll have to talk to the politicians eventually, but I enjoy this a whole lot more.
Yeah.
So, Joe, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean Sayre back tomorrow. He'll have Ricardo Morales, I believe, is going to be his guest on the program tomorrow here on Morning Drive at 7:30. So tune in for that. Enjoy the last somewhat warm day for now. It's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow. And, yeah, all sorts of fun stuff with the weather. Hopefully spring will actually come soon. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great day, everybody.